I think you've got to, because you're not... there's not a formula to what you do, and there never has been. I mean, even back in the day, you'd give me Make It Tonight, and then Music Is Everything, and you know, everything would sound different, and you'd give it a kind of completely different kind of gloss on the next tune you did. So I think, you know, freedom. And plus as well, of course, you've been there from the very start of the whole hospital revolution. You've seen it grow, and I think, you know, you are probably the flagship name on Hospital Records. But... what are you feeling outside of... what are you listening to? Because I know you've got very extreme taste. I know, I've heard you on Rob the Bank show and stuff that. And I know you're listening to some deep, deep out of there stuff, man. So what are you feeling at the moment?
Whilst making this new album...
Come and tell me. I can't wait to hear it.
I've mostly been listening to classical music.
Okay. Yeah. What are we talking? Bach or Verdi?
I love Bach. But I think I was trying to channel, you know, the kind of religious music that you had back then, you know, that like Mozart's Requiem and things like that, that just had this kind of epic religiosity to it, you know. And I'm trying to make my own modern secular answer to that. I don't know if anyone's going to get that when they listen to the album, but that's where my head was.
You've tried to explain it, which, you know, you've gone some way to doing that. But, you know, we are going to talk about the religiosity. You just made up a word, Lincoln, that I can't even kind of pronounce. But we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to go back now, though. We're going to go back to... man, you got so much high points, man. This is a real high point, man. We're going to play Music Is Everything, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about this tune, because I remember getting this tune from you, and you was kind of like, Fab, I've done this little piano thing. It's really personal. And this tune still sounds so personal, man.
Yeah.
Did this come out? This came out on Hospital, right?
Yeah, this was on the first album, True
Colours. This was
on
the first album. Yeah. And this was at a certain place in your life, man. You was... It was just starting to happen for you.
Yeah, that's it. And I remember you playing this on this show.
Back in,
I guess, 2001-ish. Yeah. And you played it alongside Shy FX, Shake Your Body.
Incredible.
And Just Wanna Be, Kalito and Addiction.
And I think LK as well.
And you were saying these are the tunes that are kind of setting the tone of Liquid Funk at the moment.
Incredible, you know? Isn't it? And now we can look back 11 years on, and these tunes still sound amazing and epic and wonderful and beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about this music, you never know. We have got High Contrast. Really, really good to see High Contrast. Great to have him in here. Back in Time, beautiful track. Music Is Everything. Indeed. We still have the Show Invasion.
Back, that's a big tune right there.
so shady.
Wow, so good hearing that. That is High Contrast featuring Dion. Music is everything. Do you remember PAing that?
Yeah, yeah. At Herbal.
Yeah, Herbal, man. Wow.
Yeah.
She done a great job on that tune.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, listen, we were talking in the break about Aperture down in your hometown.
Yeah, Aperture in the Welsh Club in Cardiff.
Man, you've got to give him love.
Yeah. Definitely, going a long time.
Yeah, man, big shout to Dan. And anyway, listen, man, let's talk film.
Okay, yeah.
Because we have the deepest discussion about film.
Yeah, yeah.
About Argento and all the great 70s directors. Yeah. What have you been, listening to? What have you been watching? Anything, What do you think about last 2011?
I think it was a great year for film.
Yeah, man.
You know, I think the, like, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy.
Great film.
Fantastic. You know, it's great that there's like a kind of intelligent, well-made.
Well-acted.
Yeah.
Well thought out.
Yeah. It's just an all-round, you know, kind of classy movie. But then, you know, Tree of Life I loved as well, you know, which it's great that a film's so kind of divisive.
Yeah.
Because when I went to see it, a lot of people walked out.
Really?
Of the movie, yeah. But then at the end of the movie, the people that stayed burst into applause. Now, I've never seen that in a cinema before. So the fact that like a Brad Pitt movie in a multiplex can have that effect.
That effect. You know, but the great thing about Brad Pitt is he's not your kind of like, he's a bit like Johnny Depp. Makes films he wants to make. You know, he's working with the great Terrence Malick as well, which is, you know, he's an incredible director. You know, Badlands and you know, all those great films. And I tell you, I'm going to go deep. I tell you a deep Terrence Malick film.
Yeah.
The Year of the Dragon.
The Year of the Dragon.
He's made a film called The Year of the Dragon with Mickey Rourke, man. Check it out. That
really?
Film.
I don't think that was Terrence Malick. Not wanting to contradict you.
Really? Who made The Year of the Dragon? Right.
That was Michael Cimino.
Oh, yeah. You see what I mean? I can't mess with the sky.
Who made The Deer Hunter?
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I was close, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we're losing everybody now. I think we should talk about the new Avengers or something.
Yeah, let's pull it back.
Yeah, let's pull it back.
Talk about dubstep. Right?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, last week, a massive moment for electronic music.
Yeah.
Let's get this straight, man. You know, Skrillex winning 3 Grammys is a major, major moment in electronic music.
Yeah.
And it's funny because over the weekend I was with Mala. I came back on a flight with him from Amsterdam, and I've seen Magnetic Man and a lot of the guys. And it's they're not distancing themselves from the whole Skrillex thing, but there is a completely different movement going on. What do you think about the whole... Because it is an incredible phenomena. I mean, the guy's 23. He's not been around a long time. He grew up listening to rock music.
Yeah.
And he's come along, and he's I've never seen anybody achieve what he's achieved so quickly, man. What's your take on it?
Well, I think dubstep has been fantastic for electronic dance music in general, and especially drum and bass, you know.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I think it's really kind of re-energized the scene. But it's also been particularly good for America. I mean, the way America's embraced dubstep,
it's incredible.
They've really kind of turned it into their own thing.
Yeah, no, you know? Absolutely.
I don't know, maybe it needs another name for its own kind of genre now, but it feels almost like in the UK people are kind of looking a little bit beyond dubstep or kind of, I don't know, a lot of people say about like post-dubstep or future garage or what have you, but in America, they've really embraced it, you know? And that's great because drum and bass never really took off fully over there. So it's great that they've got such a strong electronic scene going on now.
I think, yeah, you're right. Drum and bass had its moments.
Yeah.
In a much more smaller context. It just, as you said, going through to the mainstream, it didn't quite happen.
Yeah.
I think on the underground, kids were excited about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they had their own take with Diesel Boy and guys like that, Hive, and they were doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And they do tend to take it and make it their own. You're very right, because I went to Forward a couple of weeks ago, and
right.
I didn't hear any dubstep in there.
Wow.
It was all kind of like a future garage, old garage, and Moon Buffon and all that kind of weird steppy stuff, which is interesting because it, you know, this is I sat down, I spoke to Mallow, this guy's from South London. It was kind of born in South London, in Croydon of all places. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And now it's at the Grammys.
And now it's at the Grammys, man. And it, you know, these guys started out in a little record shop and they started doing their thing. But now it's kind of like, you know, with drum and bass, you know, the guys that lead it, when it starts changing a little bit too much, they tend to either move in another direction or keep on doing what they actually believe is the right way to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without them dissing it, I just think they just think, well, maybe it isn't dubstep. And as you said, maybe they should rename it and call it something else. I mean,
yeah, but, you know, I think kind of true artists are never really defined by their genre anyway.
Absolutely.
You become a genre unto yourself.
Absolutely,
so,
man.
You know, Skrillex has got his own sound going on. Magnetic Man totally got their own thing going on.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look at people like Daft Punk or the Chemical Brothers, it's the artists that stand out are the ones that kind of transcend their genre and just become an act in their own right that people are into.
You're right, because it's even with our music, you look back, it's Fotech, it's Crust, it's you know, Dillinger, it's Calibre, it's all these guys that they've defined their own moments in that genre. But anyway, listen, we move on. We're going to play the first track from the new album.
Yeah.
Agony and Ecstasy. Love the cover, amazing cover. Tell us about this track.
This is the current single and the title track of the album. It felt like the kind of most high contrast phrase I could come up with there, the agony and the ecstasy. But it became kind of prophetic in making the album because although there's the ecstasy you get when you finish a track, getting to that finishing point did become quite agonizing. And I think especially for Hospital Records, waiting 5 years for the album.
I know, but man, you know what? Sometimes things are worth the wait, man.
Hopefully, yeah.
The first track we're going to play from brand new High Contrast album. We've all been waiting for it. The Agony and the Ecstasy. Lincoln's going to be here.
I thought I knew what I wanted.
Brand new.
Me. everything I never knew I
stuff, man. When's the album coming out?
February 27th.
So any tours coming up, anything like that?
Yeah, we're doing the first kind of hospitality tour of America.
It's the first time Hospital have toured America, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we've been out there kind of on our own just as DJs, but this is the first kind of proper hospitality tour, and it'll be me, Netsky, and Cameron Crooked with Dynamite MC.
Wow, Dynamite. I tell you what, not only is he a lovely guy, he's such a good MC.
He's got such stage presence.
You know, the girls love him. And he always, detracts attention away from me all the time. You know what I'm saying? But he's such a good, you can hear what he's saying and you can understand what he's saying.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know, but so how many dates are you doing out there?
I think we're doing about 12 dates. You know, it'll be a kind of hectic tour, different city every day. I think we're doing, you know, Boston, Miami, South by Southwest,
wow.
Beyond Wonderland in LA.
Incredible.
And then Toronto. A whole bunch. So I'm excited for that.
You know, it's really funny about touring the States that, you know, you go to all these wonderful places, and the States is such, you don't realise until you go there how diverse and how huge America is, and how different one state is from another.
Yeah.
Have you ever had spent time out there and actually kind of chilled out and traveled? You have done that, yeah?
Yeah. I think of America as like a kind of theme park, you know, where each state is like a different ride
Real.
It's got its
Absolutely.
Own flavour.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, the other kind of big shows are March the 3rd in Cardiff at the Student Union. That is going to be the official album launch.
Absolutely. That's like, you know, going back home, man.
Yeah. And then at the start of April, we're back at Brixton Academy.
Incredible.
That
is just one incredible show.
Yeah, and I mean, the journey of Hospital Records there, that we started off in Herbal with like 200 people.
You know,
and now Brixton Academy.
Not only that, you know? I remember being with Chris and Tony Coleman at a gig in Holland, and basically they just brought out, I think, their first single, Songs in the Key of Knife, and we was all talking about music and stuff like that, and then, as you said, they done Herbal, which, you know, to all intents and purposes, wasn't always busy. You know what I'm saying? I went in there a couple of times and it was rammed, but not always. You would never have thought, going from Herbal to now doing the Academy and walking it, really, the Academy now. I mean, it's not easy street, but it is rammed to the rafters every single time. And I told Tony, I played at Brixton Academy in the Acid House days in the 80s. And that night, the first night Hospital done Brixton Academy, that is the most busy I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
And the show was just incredible. It must be great playing on those shows, man.
Yeah, and I love those kind of old school venues as well. You know, there's a lot of kind of atmosphere and character there. But we go all out with the stage production as well, you know, because I think sometimes, you know, it can look kind of sparse, just the DJ on a huge stage.
I know what you mean.
So, you know, they really, you know, put that extra effort in to make the whole event have that production sheen, you know.
And you know, maybe kind of like this year or next year for the film. Are you going to stick with this film, which is, what was it, a rockabilly, a Nigerian rockabilly cab driver?
Yeah, that was.
See, Aaron, you can't forget that. You've only told me once, and I've never forgotten the whole kind of concept.
I mean, yeah, that's like the feature length script that I've written. But because the idea is so bizarre, it's kind of hard getting
the finance.
Yeah, the finance. So I'm working on some other ideas right now. But you know, now this album's finished. I'm kind of gonna focus on that.
Push for it, man.
I've been wanting to make a film since I was a kid, so I've got to do it.
Oh, that's just incredible. Just to finish a film, even if you do one film, that would just be an amazing achievement.
Yeah.
And as I said to you earlier, you know, that a black and white silent movie is cleaning up at the Oscars and the Golden Globes and all these big award ceremonies. So you never know. Because how did they get finance for that? I mean, that's incredible. But anyway, listen, you've got an exclusive, which is great to hear. It's a track entitled Wish You Were Here. Tell us about this track.
Yeah, I think this is a track that will hopefully be up your street. I think it's got a bit of that kind of liquid funk sound to it. It's a track that I think sounds like maybe some of my older material, but this time there's no samples. I got kind of string players in. There's real cello in there.
What are you saying, man?
Yeah, I was on this album. I tried not to use any samples and kind of write all the music myself and then get people in to play it.
Wicked stuff, man. The final track from High Contrast tonight. Exclusive track entitled Wish You Were Here. Straight after this, you're getting to see some of your Facebook shouts, and we've got Groove Rider coming in, the show invasion.
So listen every evening. more can I do?
I like that. You knew I'd like that. You knew I'd like that.
Yeah, bro.
what's going on with that? That's just exclusive, yeah?
Yeah, that's an album track.
Wicked.
Yeah, it'll be out February 27th.
So, listen, man, you happy with the album?
Yeah, I am.
Because you've made so much great tracks, man, and so many great albums.
Thank you.
Do you ever feel like... a little bit jaded, like a little bit like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm actually hearing anymore. Do you ever feel like
well,
that as an artist?
I think that's why I kind of took so long to make this one. I just wanted to take a step back for a minute and then come back when it did feel fresh to me and that I felt I had something.
Because we all feel
to say.
I feel like that as a DJ sometimes. You know, you have them nights, right? It doesn't matter how packed or how good it is. And you come back and you just feel a little empty and you sit down and think, oh, I don't know, man. And then you have other nights that kind of like, you know,
yeah.
You just feel that this you were born to do this, man.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think kind of, you know, meeting the fans, going out and meeting people in the crowd, and you're speaking to people who, you know, it's all new to them. They've just gotten into it,
for sure.
You know, and there's people, you know, who know me from, say, If We Ever or the Hometown Glory remix. And have no idea about Music Is Everything or Return of Forever, you know,
and that
kind of blows my mind that, you know, they're not aware of all, you know, all those tracks I've done in the past. But, you know, that's great that there's new generations coming through and then kind of, you know, being on the lineups with, you know, new guys like Netsky, Cameron Crooked, Fred V and Graphics, you know, the new generation, that kind of re-energizes me as well, you know, and kind of rekindles my enthusiasm.
Exactly. I mean, you know, those guys are young as well, you know, and you remember the way you felt about